Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
The gang is all back together again. So take a break from all that Cyber Monday shopping and spend the next 30 minutes with us.
Yeah.
And of course, we got Heidi and Frank and Kelly. What's up, y'all?
Frank is he's crazy. He's still Cyber Monday shopping. I can't get him off the computer. Help.
Come on, Frank, join us.
Okay, I'll put it down.
Close it.
All right, y'all. So later, Gary went to Las Vegas to dish with all the stars at the Soul Train Awards.
Soul Train!
Plus, a real housewife of Atlanta opened up about the time she had an open marriage, y'all. And no, it wasn't our own P. Willie, but we'll tell you all
Thank
about
you.
That in a bit.
Yeah,
but first, HK, what you got?
Well, this weekend, Kim Porter was laid to rest in Columbus, Georgia. Social media was flooded with tributes to Kim, who touched so many in the entertainment industry. Mm. Her service had celebrities like Mary J. Blige, Usher, Faith Evans. She performed, and Kim's oldest son, actor, singer Quincy Brown, spoke. But everyone was waiting to hear what Diddy had to say about the mother of three of his children. Someone he had described as more than a soulmate. In his eulogy of Kim, Diddy said this: "She was my friend first. She was my confidant. She was like my guidance. Still is. I was just open. We fell in love, and honestly, her love was too much for me to handle. It was a lot to handle, to take in." And, like, yeah, I mean, you know we meant it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because Diddy usually has a lot of upbeat things to say about everything, but something about this, you knew it hit him a certain way.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and you actually had a chance to, like, meet Kim. I mean, you actually hung out with Kim.
A few times. She was very sweet. Very sweet. Never had a mean bone in her body. Always the peacemaker. Like, always chill. Very classy. She was just a beautiful person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody, anybody, anywhere that had something bad to say about Kim Porter.
Nothing.
Right. She's just one of those people that if you've crossed paths with her, you just remember
you
it.
You remember
you
it.
You literally. Even if it was for the shortest moment, you'll never forget it.
And I think, too, with somebody like Diddy, who is usually very, you know, chatty and vocal and all that stuff, I think that because it hits so close to home, it was almost like he knew he had to say something, but he was left speechless. So it's like, I can't say a lot because I don't know that I can get through what I'm going to say just this little bit, you know?
Right, yeah.
So rest in peace to Kim Porter. Condolences to your family and everybody that knew and loved you. And may your light continue to shine on.
Yes.
Okay, let's lighten the mood a little bit,
please.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Gwyneth Paltrow and her ex, Chris Martin, might be taking this conscious uncoupling thing a little too far because they spent Thanksgiving together with their kids, Apple, who's 14 now.
My God.
And Moses, who's 12.
I feel old.
Okay. I know. Time flies.
Apple was born.
Wow.
Exactly.
And also with Gwen's new husband, Brad Falchuk.
Yeah.
But I guess there's been pictures of, you know, Brad and Chris together as, like, hanging out as buddies. But Chris brought a date, which is who he's currently dating, which is Dakota Johnson from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I remember when that was rumor, so that's a thing.
Okay.
That's actually happening.
Well, I think if you bring her to Thanksgiving with the kids and the exes,
pretty
I guess.
Pretty serious.
Yeah, it's pretty serious. Yeah. And I think that means it's a lot more serious than we thought, because other people that he's dated in the past didn't really attend events that were family events.
See, it's a good thing that I wasn't there because I couldn't resist saying to Chris Martin's new girlfriend, Dakota Johnson, hey, 50 Shades of Gravy, am I right?
Oh my God.
See, this is why I don't get invited places.
That might have lightened the mood a little bit, Heidi.
Okay. Right, just to, like, break the ice.
Just a little bit. Now, you know, what's so funny is you hear a lot about the stars kind of combining families during the holidays, but come on, y'all, be realistic, okay? If you really think about it, on Thanksgiving, you eat, like you pray, right. You eat the food, but then the rest of the day is really sitting around, you know,
chatting.
Talking.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
What are y'all talking about? Y'all are exes, and you
that's what I would put
girlfriend.
In my 50 Shades of Gravy. That's where that would
okay,
go.
Okay.
And then you go, oh, ha, ha, you're crazy, yeah. Seriously. And then
the only reason Gwyneth Paltrow can stand having Dakota Johnson there is because Gwyneth knows that she's more attractive.
I've always thought Dakota Johnson was a little bit homely
and doesn't seem as smart as Gwyneth, so she just wants to feature that at Thanksgiving.
She's like, sure, bring her by.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think Gwyneth makes gravy. She makes goop. She calls it goop. I don't know why.
That means I couldn't use my 50 Shades of Gravy joke.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, it would just not
exactly.
You know, I'm not letting that one go. All right, guys, the legendary late Hugh Hefner was very famous for his pipes and his silk robes. Actually, they're going to be auctioned off later this month, but that may be the only pipe that the public's going to see, because apparently before Hugh Hefner's death, he was so paranoid about some tapes that he made, sex tapes, orgies with major A-listers, both men and women. So he was paranoid that somebody would see that. So guess what he did? You'll never guess.
Well, so he was bisexual?
Well, he had orgies.
Well, it's not gay if you're in an orgy.
If two saw it, it's fighting, yes it is.
Okay, so who knows what's on these tapes? And maybe none of us will ever know, because apparently he had all the tapes put into a concrete casket, had one of his workers drop it into the middle of the ocean.
Oh, wow. We're breaking that all
up. Or did he? Because he was really old when he died, and I'm sure he probably threw like a whole bunch of episodes of Wheel of Fortune on.
Wow.
Are the tapes VHS or are they CD?
You know they are. He was old as hell.
They made them. You didn't have to get rid of them. If there's a concrete casket on the bottom of the sea that contains all these crazy orgy films at the Playboy Mansion, we got to get James Cameron on this right away.
Yes. Oh, no. Bigger than Titanic.
Oh, Titanic.
Okay, y'all, moving on. Circle of Life is coming back around with Disney's new version of The Lion King.
Okay, all right.
Yes, and adults everywhere almost threw that macaroni and cheese at the computer screen when the trailer was released on Thanksgiving Day. Y'all take a look.
I barely got through that. I would be crying for the entire movie. We put a little paint on my mouth.
Well, you gotta bring your tissue. Even the Lion King that didn't have this kind of graphics had me crying.
Me too.
So y'all know, seeing it like this in 4D. Oh my God.
But when are they gonna do the Lion Queen? I mean, if they're doing a remake of the King, they need to have the Lion Queen.
Can we remake this one first?
Okay.
Well, and with
the lion.
But can we shout out to the true MVPs here, though?
Yes.
The people that are responsible for bubble wrapping James Earl Jones to make sure nothing happens to him.
Wait. Let me finish the story, honey. Okay. So Disney remixed the cast a little bit. We got Beyonce. She'll be the voice of Nala. And Donald Glover will be the voice of young Simba. This is going to be amazing. Oh. But what I'm most excited about, Headcrack, like you said, James Earl Jones is returning as Mufasa.
Yes. Oh.
Wow.
Yes.
And we know what happens to Mufasa.
And y'all know social media was lit once the news broke. One Twitter goer posted this meme with the caption, "What Beyonce fans thought they was gonna see in the Lion King trailer." And another Twitter goer wrote, "Damn, they really about to make me pay them money to watch Mufasa die in Ultra HD 4K. Are y'all here for the remake?"
I am. And I hope they just make subtle changes just for everybody who thinks they know the story.
Yeah.
It could be a little different. Because, like, I mean, even not having seen it, I know that Mufasa dies.
Yeah.
I know Scar is responsible.
Right.
Maybe because it's 2018, 2019, we find out that Scar is really Simba's dad.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah. At least his dad will still be alive.
We're about to sip a little tea and dish some scandalous information about your new Real Housewives of Atlanta co-star, Ms. Shamari DeVoe, baby.
Ooh.
Right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Oh, Lord, it's time for for a real Housewives of Atlanta recap, y'all. And one particular housewife that has eyebrows raising is our newest housewife, Shamari DeBoe.
Hi.
If you're not familiar with Shamari, she was in the group Black and is currently married to singer Ronnie DeVoe.
Mm.
Well, y'all, she revealed a little secret that will probably have you like, oh, really? Before I say more, just take a look.
Raise your hand if you have been in an open relationship. I've been in an open relationship.
Tell me what I can know what to do.
So y'all know each other are, you know, dating other people, and it's okay. You're not cheating.
Dating other people or other people?
Other people.
I like that.
I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Baby, Shamar.
Shamar stood all the way up.
Okay, we're both
in. Open relationships are never fair to women. Never found men always want to have all the damn women, but you can't have no other man.
And you
but sometimes there are women who are interested in having a relationship with a woman in addition to having, you know, a relationship with a man too.
That is true, but I think some of them would also like to have a relationship with a man too.
You're damn right. And the man, let's just have a man and a woman.
And if y'all watched the whole episode, Shamar also sat down with DeVoe's mom and told her mom that they had an open relationship at one point in time.
What did the mama say?
The mom was like, I need me some of this cake because I need a sugar rush.
Okay. But like, she cute too, though. She could have. But I'm like, I just couldn't have it. I could not have an open relationship, honey. I'm just too jealous.
Well, I think she was saying, too, the problem with their open relationship, too, is that she fell in love with the other woman. So that's hard, too, because you can't be catching feelings.
I catch feelings.
Yeah.
You be catching feelings. Catch feelings,
anyway, speaking of letting loose, Kim Kardashian sure knows how to drop them bums.
Uh-oh.
Now, the reality star revealed shocking news on Sunday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians about her wild and adventurous past life. Take a look.
I got married on ecstasy. I had no idea. No, the first time. I did ecstasy once and I got married. I did it again. I made a sex tape. Like, everything bad would happen. Like, my jaw was shaking. Like, the whole time.
See, make your chin do that or cocaine now.
Well, I tell you what, if ecstasy does that, honey, everybody need to get on because ass good and rich now from that tape, honey.
Yeah, don't tell these people. We have people right here strung out trying to be Kim.
Talking out the side of their mouth.
It didn't be like that. It didn't work for me.
Baby, you could drink too many Red Bulls and get
this
hit like
true.
That.
This is true.
What, you had
like
the job?
About 5 Red Bulls and I was like, oh,
But was you sexual?
No.
Oh.
My mouth was out of control.
Though. Oh, okay. I believe that she was on ecstasy during the sex tape, but I can't say I believe that she was on it getting married. Like a whole wedding?
Thank you. It takes time.
You have to plan it. What kind of high was that?
I don't think she had a big wedding.
I think
big
it was like small private.
One, if it was she small was private, when you high as a kite.
Really?
Everything's
you all emotional.
A good idea.
Oh. You're all emotional and touchy, feely, feels so good.
Like, let's get married.
I'll marry you. Okay, let's go right now. Before my high come down.
I never tried it.
You never tried ecstasy back
in the day? It's never too late.
Oh, it was the thing, honey.
It is too late.
It's probably cheaper now.
I'm one that will probably take a one-time drop dead. Be like.
Be your damn and you'll be really ecstasy.
Get my damn look.
Anyway, the Soul Train Awards, honey, aired last night, y'all, from Vegas. And, of course, everyone's favorite Dish Nation host, me, was there to dish with all the stars, honey. So come right back for that. And promotional consideration is provided by...
Something's happening to curls. It's Conair's Curl Secret. Hair goes in, curl comes out. Easy, fast, fabulous. Curl Secret, only from Conair.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
I'm Gary with the T on the Black. Yes, I said the black carpet, the noir carpet at the 2018 Soul Train Awards here in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you're not here, baby, you're missing a treat. The stars are pouring in, and guess what? I'm going to interview each and every one of them, and I'm going to let you know, honey, who's the hottest star here tonight. Stay tuned.
You out here being so messy tonight.
No. We have to get to questions, honey, because we are breaking journalists. Sheena, honey, girl, you're hosting. in tonight, girl. You're the big wig, honey.
I'm trying to be, Gary. You know. It's Donna. I love the fact that I, as a little girl, I woke up and watched Soul Train every day, and now I'm on the stage hosting it.
Did Faye bring Stevie J?
I believe it's Stevie. Stevie, we need to get in the studio, Stevie. What we doing, Stevie?
Put that jacket there, boy.
Yeah, just some, because I knew y'all were going
to need it to finish my outfit right there.
So how you feel?
I feel really good. I'm so proud to be considered a Lady of Soul and, you know, a legend in the industry.
Now, Laz, you grew up on Soul Train. I heard you tell somebody that.
That's right. Don Cornelius was an icon in my house.
So what was your favorite Soul Train dance?
The WAP.
The Soul Train Scramble. You know when they used to do the scramble?
Yeah.
I used to love to see people just get discombobulated trying to get those words together.
How was the WAP? Oh.
It was easy. I didn't have much rhythm, so I
neither did I.
Just rock with that one.
Listen, you throw a Soul Train line right now, we're going to have to go, bro. You're going to have to take the little silver jacket off and see what you got.
So, listen, now, there was a celebrity. I didn't even know she was on Soul Train back in the day, but then I didn't remember, honey. Ooh. She became a big star, and she was a Soul Train dancer. You know who that was? It was, but our person was Rosie Perez.
Oh, yeah, that too. The dance that goes.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Hey, Tammy, bitch, you are giving. I say, baby, Miss Tammy is giving you, honey, this girl. Honey, Miss Monroe, some everything, girl. All right, bitch. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I love the look.
Well, you know, little Dolce ain't never hurt nobody.
And I love the glasses and all that. So tell me how you look like a white woman, girl. I didn't know who you were.
Well, you would know.
So now, you know, I know you're familiar with Real Housewives of Atlanta and Dish Nation. I know you're familiar with us.
No doubt, no doubt.
Now, you know, Portia is pregnant.
She is.
She got pregnant, yeah,
huh? I know she was pregnant. I wasn't there when it happened.
Do you have a name for Portia, baby? Give us a name that you would like her to name her daughter.
I'm really good with names. Pia.
I thought it was Portia Jr.
Miracle. Bell.
Riley.
Portia Jr.
No Portia Jr. No Portia Jr. Just say Portia. Portia, because Portia's a beautiful name, actually.
Yeah, but when you think of Portia, you think of an old beat-up car.
You're disrespectful, Portia. He's disrespectful.
Daughter named the baby Toyota.
This is sweet Toyota.
Baby, these girls are trying to, honey, steal Tisha away. Now, Tisha, you have your artist here tonight, honey. So,
my artist, Danny Ray.
And you?
My name is Jimmy Allen.
Jimmy Allen is not my artist, but you guys got to get to know them because they are country artists. And
I grew up on country. I had to watch Hee Haw. I had to watch Porter Wagner. I had to watch Dolly Parton. I had to watch all of them.
Yes.
And I watch Dish Nation all the time.
Well, thank
y'all
you.
Are hilarious.
See, this man watch all the time, honey.
Absolutely.
You know, we trying to help the people.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Every woman's dream come true. A man has turned to the internet for help because he's been ogling his wife of 8 years. He wants to know how he can stop. He's like, I can't help it. If she bends over, I got to stare down her shirt. If she gets out of the shower, and he needs help because she thinks he's getting creepier as he gets older.
When I first hear that, you're right. It's every woman's dream. You're like, yes, you still find me attractive after 8 years of marriage. You're still like going, dang, look at you.
That's right.
That's flattering. I mean, I think it gets annoying when you're trying to do something and it's like, hey, yeah. And you're like,
well, don't be doing it in your panties then. That's a rule of my house. If I catch you in your panties, it's on. So don't be panty prancing around the house like a gazelle. I'll take you down.
It is funny though. Like sometimes my wife will just be sitting somewhere or we'll even be driving in the car and I just look over and I'm just looking at her. And she'll look at me and she'll go, what? And I go, what? And she goes, why are you staring at me? And I'm like, well, I was thinking how much I love you and how lucky I am, but whatever.
But that's different. We're talking about the ogling is a sexual glances. I'm watching you take a shower with a bowl of popcorn. I mean, it's a little over the top. And when your guy's coming up on you, he's like, hey.
And next time she's shaving with her leg up on that shower instead of making just.
And give it right back to her, guys, and you want to shave the undercarriage.
Keeping our marriage alive. Oh, boy.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.